When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. On October 25th, 1854, Britain succumbed to the Crimean War with a most horrific loss in the Battle of Balaklava, Ukraine. A classic poem written to memorialize a suicidal charge by light cavalry over open terrain by British forces still echoes down through the decades as a chilling reminder of a blunder's high cost and the honor of the obedient. Lord Alfred Tennyson forever implanted the picture of valiant men doomed from the beginning, but timelessly revered for their loyalty in his famous poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade. Tennyson wrote the piece in only a few minutes on December 2, 1854, after reading an article in the London Times about the battle. A phrase from the newspaper article claimed some hideous blunder was to blame for the loss of 247 of the 637 troops. Yet Tennyson made his poem about courage, not about the bad luck or stupidity that put the men of the Light Brigade Cavalry in such a position. You may well recall some of the famous lines of the classic works, thanks probably to a high school English teacher. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the valley of death rode the 600. Forward, the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said, into the valley of death rode the 600. Forward, the Light Brigade, was there a man dismayed, not though the soldier knew someone had blundered. Theirs not to make reply, theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do and die. Into the valley of death rode the 600. If these were so willing to ride to their death out of duty to a misguided leader, the cause must have been worth the sacrifice. Indeed, Russia sought to control the Dardanelles. Russia's control of the Dardanelles threatened the British sea routes. Closed sea routes meant the end of a nation. The bottom line, though men fell in that valley of death, Britain still exists. The battle was bloody and devastating. But in the end, the new Russian Emperor, Alexander II, agreed to sign a peace treaty at the Congress of Paris in 1856. Those lives, determined to do or die, they made a difference. Make no mistake, the paths to victory are varied. Some go through the valley of death. In the end, the true measure of a man are his sacrifice and loyalty to achieve the greater good, the determination to lay down a life for that larger cause is greater than the sting of death in any century. Thank you, Light Brigade, for a timeless lesson in honor and a reminder that some things are worth the fight. Thank you to all who have fought for freedom in America. Never give up. Forward the Light Brigade. The charge still rings true. Rise up, ride on, men of honor, full of light, and in the right can make a difference in spite of all odds that stand against them. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.